Hello and welcome to the Young Faith Prayer Service channel. Today we're going to be talking all about Catholicism and diving deep into what it really means to be Catholic. We're going to learn all about the blessed objects and the sacraments and what it is to become a priest and the magisterium. Blessed objects. Catholics have a thing called blessed, which is an object that signifies permanent dedication to an object for some sacred purposes. Once this object becomes blessed or dedicated for worship or veneration, you must treat it with reverence, and it must not be treated as an everyday object, like the Eucharist. The Eucharist must be treated with reverence and care. There is a reason that we are talking about this at the first part of the video, because we are going to get to this at the end. The sacraments. There are 7 sacraments, and there are videos linked below talking about them in depth. They are the sacraments of initiation, baptism, confirmation of the Eucharist, the sacraments of the healing, penance, and the anointing of the sick, and the sacraments of service and communion, marriage, and the holy orders. Initiation. Baptism is when you're first brought into the church and cleansed of your original sin. The Eucharist. You normally get this in the first grade. It is otherwise known as the First Holy Communion. It is when you are first allowed to receive the body and blood of Christ, which we will get into later. Confirmation. It is different at every parish when you receive this, but normally it's around your teen years. Confirmation is when you decide that you want to be a member of the church and are committed to being true and a faithful Christian. Healing. Penance is when you do something so that you can be forgiven for your sins. When you go to confession, the priest gives you something that you must do so that you can make it up to God. It can range from saying the rosary to changing your old ways. Anointing the sick is when the priest anoints the sick people so that they are made free of their sins and hopefully cleansed of their sickness. Marriage is when male and female come together and become one or a team that is called to having kids and raising them to be good and faithful Catholics. Holy orders is when a man or woman is called to the holy life as a priest or nun and lives their life completely dedicated to God instead of getting married to a person. They marry themselves to God. Only men can be priests and only women can be nuns. The Eucharist. The Eucharist is the holiest thing that you will ever consume. Through transubstantiation, which was once bread and wine, is fully converted to the body and blood of Christ. At the Last Supper, Jesus gave himself up to his apostles, giving them the bread and wine that was converted into his body and the blood of himself. We will dive deeper into transubstantiation later in this video. Handling the Eucharist. Reverence is key. What I mean by this is that if you handle it improperly and take it as a joke, then you could be committing the murder of Jesus Christ. Same thing if you have committed a mortal sin. You're not supposed to consume the body of Christ.
You can take the Eucharist by hand, but it is more reverent if you take it by tongue while kneeling. Because when you are baptized, your tongue becomes holy, but your hands do not. Sins. There are two types of sins, mortal and venial sins. A mortal sin is when you fully turn away from God and the Holy Spirit, for example, worshiping other gods, drinking to the extent of drunkenness, murder, and a ton of other things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 20, it says, "Do you not know that the unjust will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor boy prostitutes, nor sodomites, nor slanderers, nor robbers, nor practicing homosexuals will inherit the kingdom of God. That is what some of you used to be. But now we have had yourselves washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of God." Then there are something called venial sins. Those are sins that are not as bad, but are still sins. Not following the Ten Commandments is a sin. But there is something called confession, which is where a priest can forgive you of your sins and give you penance to make up for your sins. There will be another video going out about this in a few weeks. Prayer. Prayer is your relationship with God. A prayer is a place where you can connect with God and tell Him everything. You should try to pray at least 3 times a day. And if you can't get distracted, do not worry. Just resettle yourself and keep on going. You can even talk to God as your friend. In prayer, tell God all your sins and ask Him for guidance so that you do not make the same mistakes rapidly. Even if you do make the same mistakes repeatedly, do not lose faith. You should also pray for people that you know and do not know, and for those who do not have anyone to pray for them. Purgatory. Catholics have this thing called purgatory. Purgatory is a place before you go to heaven. It is the middle in between heaven and hell. Purgatory is the closest you will ever get to heaven or hell. It's where you pray to get into heaven. You work by praying. Going to Mass. As Catholics, you are obligated to go to Mass once a week. If you do not, you are committing a mortal sin. In Mass, you will hear 3 readings, 2 from the Old Testament and 1 from the Gospel. You also receive the Eucharist, which is the body and blood of Jesus Christ. There will be a video of Mass coming out in the weeks coming. Service and charity. Service is something as Catholics we are committed to doing. You can feed the poor, help the sick, give money to, or make food. You can pray for someone, and that is a simple act of service. Jesus also calls us not to tell people when we are doing service, because this becomes more about recognition of people than helping people and making God proud. The Magisterium. The Magisterium is people that oversee the Catholic Church and who are the highest. It starts with the Pope, then the Cardinals, so and so forth. They decide what needs to be done and needs to be stopped in the Catholic Church. The Magisterium also chooses where the newly ordained priests and the go to the different archdioceses. The Pope is the head of the Church and makes rules and decisions on what goes on in the Church. What are archdioceses? Archdioceses are different sections of the Church, so that if you live in Maryland, you might be in the Archdiocese of Maryland. At the head of the Archdiocese is the Archbishop, and he reports to the Pope. That makes smaller decisions. The Archbishop makes smaller decisions within a certain region. your job as a Catholic, one of the most important parts of this whole video. As a Catholic, you are called to spread the gospel in whatever you do. At the end of a Catholic Mass, the priest will say, "Go forth and spread the gospel or the word of the Lord." This means that it is our job to educate people on who God is. In simpler words, our job is to know Him and make Him known.